One, two, three, shouts Noradia Tumirin, a medical doctor and fitness trainer. You can do it, she says approvingly as her client, Sarah Baharuddin, lies on her back and struggles to lift her legs in the air. Tumirin is leading Baharuddin in an exercise class. Baharuddin, age 35, is breathing heavily as she lifts her legs. She is 165 centimeters tall and weighs 110 kilograms. The Malaysian woman blames her diet for her weight gain.
I eat traditional Malay food, yes, and it's high in fat and calorie.
Baharuddin added that for years, she also was not physically active and did not exercise.
So, yes, years after years of doing that and becomes obesity.
Her story is a common one across Malaysia. About 50% of the country's adults are obese, and about 30% of young people are overweight. Sarah Baharuddin and husband Nazrul Muhammad are trying to change their lifestyles by exercising regularly and eating healthier food. Noradia Tumirin is now retired, but once served in the Malaysian Armed Forces. She is physically fit, measuring 157 centimeters tall and weighing just 56 kilograms. She says the country's obesity crisis is leading to high rates of heart disease and related medical conditions.
This obesity will lead to multiple illnesses such as hypertension, high cholesterol, heart illnesses, and diabetes.
Kevin Zari is one of Malaysia's leading fitness influencers. He founded a local weight loss movement called Jum Kuris, which means let's get thin or let's lose weight.
To help somebody not feel alone and jump on the bandwagon with a group of people who are of similar objectives, goals, and desires.
Every year, thousands of Malaysians join six-week-long Jum Kuris fitness camps. They meet several times a week for exercises and to learn more about nutrition. There also are social media support groups. At one recent class, people did leg lifts, push-ups, and stretches. Kevin Zari says the average person at the camp drops 4 to 5 kilos of weight during the six-week program. But his real goal is to help Malaysians make healthy changes that will last a lifetime. That is what Sarah Baharuddin is pushing for by getting on a regular exercise routine and improving her diet.
I have decided to change my lifestyle into a healthier one.
But while Jum Kuris and other programs are helping Malaysians change their lifestyles, it is clear these classes only treat a small part of the nation's obesity crisis. Zari says the amount of people they have targeted is very small compared to the people who need more exercise and changes in diet. Baharuddin knows that changing lifelong behaviors is not easy, but she says she is strong-minded enough to make this the beginning of a new way of life. I'm Alice Bryant.